You're welcome back, and I'm joined in studio by somebody that I normally just hand over to, but today we're actually sitting in the studio together and we haven't done this in a while. Shane Murphy, you're most welcome.
I'm good, yeah. Thanks very much, Declan. I'd say that the last time we did this was probably during the pandemic, I would imagine.
It was probably during the pandemic, and I don't want to go back there if that's okay.
No, that's okay,
Shane.
Yeah.
Now, Shane, Youghal Cancer Support House, and as I say, you want to talk, we'll talk first of all about you have a sort of a day coming.
So we have Cakes for Cancer Day coming up on the 8th of April, and it's above in the Youghal GA Club. And basically, it's starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and there'll be tea, coffee, and cakes for everybody that comes up, and there'll be face painting and lots of fun and laughter during the day, and kind of, you know, it's on from 10 till 12, so just a kind of a coffee morning. Looking forward to it a lot. I must admit, I was just saying to you off air, like, I must admit the people of Youghal have been absolutely fantastic for, you know, getting behind this event and stuff like that. Everybody's talking really positive about it and about, you know, everybody's giving generously of cakes and everything, like, you know, the amount of people ringing up and ringing the Cancer Support Centre and just saying, you know, you know, what can I do? So it's been brilliant, like.
Absolutely. But then I suppose, you know, if you're not affected by cancer today, you may be someday, or you'll know somebody who is. So yeah. it sort of is staring us all in the face at some stage.
Well, it is, like, I suppose it's definitely something, I suppose, even in centre, like, since Christmas, we've got really busy, like, you know, and lots of people ringing in, a lot of people looking for support and stuff. So it has definitely, I've noticed, I suppose I took over 2.5 years ago now, and it definitely this year has been, you know, the business has gone up quadrupled at least at this stage.
And Shane, how do people refer themselves to you? That's you know, sort of,
well,
I'm out of the GP business now.
The GPs do refer on people, but mainly I'd say 90% of the people are just word of mouth, and they just come to us organically, and you know, either driving past the door or they see something on social media, or I think maybe out of at least the 10 phone calls that I got this week, everybody was like kind of saying, you know, we've heard about you. And we heard you're doing a great job there, and you know, I'm struggling with this, or I need help with this, and you know, a lot of people bring in and just want advice on different things and different subjects and stuff like that, or where do they go to? It's kind of like a directory, like, for to a certain extent as well. So anything that's cancer related or anything that they're struggling with, we seem to be the people that they actually contact and they reach out to. So, you know, it's great to have that service. I was saying to someone today, like, you know, what blessed we are in Youghal and East Cork to have a service like this. You know, no other town in East Cork has the service that we have here in Youghal, like, you know. So it's great for people to, because sometimes people just need just to talk and unburden everything that is going on. And some things, it's just literally to talk and have a cup of tea and just chat, you know. It doesn't have to be some big grandeur counselling or, you know, any big thing. It can just be just sit down and have a cup of tea, you know.
I know. And besides yourself, what other services or what else have you there?
Well, okay, so obviously we have counselling and psychotherapy. We have nutritional advice. We have legal advice. We've energy healing, massage, acupuncture. we've different support groups. We've a bereavement support group. We've the mental wellness group, yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lots of other workshops and stuff that we do. Art group, art support group as well. So lots of different things that we do in there. You know, it's not just, you know, some people might not just want to talk. They might want to get a bit of yoga, a bit of massage. They might want to get, you know, whatever, like, you know. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, it's not just for the people who are struggling with the cancer treatment, because you know yourself, being a doctor, like, that once you get into the system and once you're going through your radiotherapy or chemotherapy, it just flows. And there's not much we can do for the people when they're going through that actual treatment itself, like, because that's what their focus is, solely on getting better. But it's mainly for the carers, the people that have had to give up their jobs, the people who have to put their families on hold, the people who've got to move from another country over to help their mother to get through it, or their father to get through it, or their loved one to get through it. It's those people that we're there primarily, I think, to give that support for. You know, as I said, they don't realise what they're doing. They're after giving up so much to be there and to actually come in and get a massage, or come in and have a cup of tea, or come in and or whatever, get a bit of yoga, whatever they actually have to do, like, it's so important, like, that they have that hour that they can actually get away from it, you know.
And Shane, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, I think everybody in Yall has gone past 29 Friar Street, like, you know, and I'd be surprised amount of people actually still don't even know where we are, that I actually have to explain exactly where we are. But, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we have a website, we have our email address. You know, they can contact us on our mobile number 085-250-7385. And
give that out a little bit more slowly again, Shane.
085-250-7385.
That's lovely. I'll call that out again.
Yeah. And, you know, look, we're here. We're here to support. We're open 6 days a week. You know, I'm contactable on the phone 6 days a week. The best way to do it, I suppose, since the pandemic, before we used to have a drop-in centre, and I don't think it really ever worked properly. So I think just ringing us in and actually talking to me or talking to one of the other team, and, you know, we set up a meeting. You come in, you sit down, have a cup of tea, and then we decide what's best to kind of help you, to support you in whatever way we can, like, you know.
Absolutely. No, that's great. That's great. That's great. Now, you've talked about the cake. Is it morning or it's...
So it's from 10 to 1 Saturday. That's Easter Saturday.
Easter
the
8th Saturday.
Of April.
Now, and you're having a super draw that
day
as well.
Yeah, well, as I say, it started off as quite a small draw I thought we were going to have, but it's after really building, and I really must thank the local businesses in Yall and East Cork for the fantastic prizes. So we're at 40 prizes now. And one of the prizes we'll start at the top, even if I start at the top, like signed rugby ball by the Munster team, signed Cork hurling jersey, lunch for two in the Cliff House Hotel, voucher, lots and lots of different vouchers from a lot of the other different organisations in town, vouchers for Keys restaurants, you know, vouchers. I could go on and on about the amount of different small businesses. And we all know how much all these small businesses are struggling these days, that have given 40, 50, 100 euro vouchers for their businesses. I'm genuinely absolutely blown away by the support of the people of Yall and East Cork spot prizes.
You had me at the signed Munster jersey.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the tickets are on sale at the moment. So you can buy one ticket for 5 euros or 3 for 10 euros. And you can buy them at the moment in the Cancer Support House, Creed's News Agents, and Goodness Me Health Store at the top of the town.
Excellent.
And obviously then there's a lot of people within the fundraising committee who have vouchers for sale as well. So stay tuned to our Facebook page, where we're constantly updating and we're constantly saying where, you know, this thing is just really evolving, and really feel always we have great support of people in Yall, but I really feel, I was just saying to you off air, the volume of people that are coming to actually support, and phone calls and letters and everything that is coming in of how can we help, has just been quite overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's absolutely brilliant. So we'll give the date and we'll give the times again.
Yeah, so the date of the actual Cakes for Cancer is on the 8th of April at 10 a.m, 10 to 1 o'clock. And we will also be doing the draw for the raffle that day. And the tickets are on sale now in the three places that I mentioned.
Excellent.
And, lots of people out there that have tickets as well. Like, so.
Okay.
And tickets are selling fast already. Like, we've sold over 100 tickets already.
Now, I can't let you go without asking you this evening's programme at 6 o'clock.
This evening, yeah. So I'm on every second Thursday with Mind Matters. This evening, I'm going to have a fantastic guest on. His name is Simeon, and he is going to talk about emotional coding. So it's about the emotional aspect of us, how it's a really interesting thing about, because, you know, a lot of stuff I talk about on the radio is about how the fact that psychotherapy, emotions and all that are all starting to come together. Neuroscience is starting to come together. It's starting to meld a little bit more into it. And he has developed a way of actually mapping out our emotions, and about how they operate and how they operate within us, and how they actually have an effect, and how a traumatic event will have on that. And I just think it's really exciting, some of the work he's doing and some of the stuff he's finding, you know.
Absolutely. And that's between 6 and 7 this evening on Mind Matters on CRY 104 FM.
Yeah.
Shane, thanks a million for coming.
Thank you, Declan. Thanks.